then open up to questions. When Sam's done, Rick Spielman will be available.
I actually want to listen to it.
Joining the meeting.
And I ask you all if you could please mute your phones. And when you ask a question, identify yourself by name and by your outlet.
Here.
And I will hand it over. Sam's going to make a few comments. Thanks.
I can stop this right now.
First off, I just want to thank Rick Spielman, Mike Zimmer, and Mark and Ziggy Wilf for giving me this opportunity to start a new chapter in Minnesota. I can't tell you how grateful and how excited I am to start this new chapter. I really look forward, to getting to work, to meeting my new teammates. You know, I'm excited to reunite with Adrian. And I'd also just like to say
joining the meeting.
My thoughts and prayers go out to Teddy Higgins.
All right. I'm going to open it up. Sam's going to have an opening statement here.
The teammate
and
of his now. I know what he's going through.
Open up the questions.
But I have no doubt that he will come back stronger than ever.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, folks, we'll open it up to questions for Sam. If you can identify yourself by name and affiliation, please.
Hey, Sam, Chris Thomason, St. Paul Pioneer Press. When did you first learn that the Vikings could be a possibility and you might be heading to Minnesota?
I actually did not find out until it had already happened.
That's how I feel about this.
Thank you.
Let me help Sean make sure he's okay.
No. Yes, that's fine.
I got a call from Coach Peterson at about 8 o'clock.
And what was your initial reaction when you first heard?
I think my initial reaction was, I was a little surprised just because it wasn't on my radar, but... I think that surprise, quickly turned into excitement, when I realized the opportunity, that I had ahead of me.
Joining the meeting.
All right,
thanks. All right. Next question, please.
Hey, Sam. Dave Campbell from the Associated Press. How, do you have any sense for how quickly you can kind of get used to the offense and, really be ready to play when called upon?
Hopefully sooner rather than later. I've been here for only a couple hours now. We've already got into some of the playbook. As soon as we leave this conference call, I'm headed back down there to get into it. I'm going to work as hard as I can to get myself ready. And, whenever the coaches feel like, I'm ready and able to help this team, I'm sure they'll make the decision.
Sam, Matt Fenzel from the Minneapolis Star Tribune. How do you think your skills fit into a North Turner type offense?
Joining the meeting.
Well, to be honest, I'm still trying to familiarize myself with Coach Turner's offense. Obviously I've seen it, from afar, but I've never been a part of it. So, I'm really just trying to learn as much as I can as quickly as possible, and figure out how I can, best help this team.
Hey, Sam, it's Ben Gessling from ESPN. You and Sean Hill obviously have been together in the past. So what's it going to be like to be back in a quarterback room with him?
Yeah, I'm really excited to work with Sean again. We had a great relationship when we were in St. Louis. I really enjoyed our time together. I think a lot of Sean. He was one of the first people that I called this morning after I found out about the trade. And just really looking forward to getting back into a quarterback room with him.
Just talk about what a whirlwind it's been for you this year. Sam, you obviously signed the 2-year contract, then they drafted Carson Wentz. Kind of look back, what's the hope that you would be traded after Wentz was drafted?
It's definitely been a little bit of a whirlwind. I would say things have changed quite a bit since I signed that contract in March, but all I can say now is that I'm excited to be in Minnesota. I'm excited for the opportunity that's ahead of me. I'm excited to be a part of this organization, to get to work, to be a good teammate to the guys here and to try to help this football team win.
Sam, Matt Fenzel again from the Minneapolis Star Tribune. I know you have to familiarize yourself with your teammates, but I'm sure you're pretty familiar just with some of the guys they have there. And know, do you feel like with this supporting cast, with Adrian and this defense, that this is the best supporting cast you've had, and it's you know, gives you a good shot to go to the playoffs for the first time?
You know, like I said, I just got here. You know, obviously I'm fairly familiar with the roster here, but, you know, I'm still trying to get to know the guys. You know, obviously it's a very talented football team. You know, I'm excited to be a part of this football team. You know, and I'm really just trying to familiarize myself with both the personnel and the playbook right now.
Hey, Sam, Andrew Kramer with the Minneapolis Star Tribune. This is probably your sixth, seventh offensive coordinator now. You become accustomed now to picking up new playbooks, and how does this constant change help you?
Yeah. You know, if there's a good thing about learning a new offense every year, it's that I'm familiar with this process, and I kind of know, you know, how it goes, I guess.
Joining the meeting.
You know, I'm sure there'll be some carryover from some of the systems that I've been in. But, you know, as far as right now, you know, we really haven't gotten too deep into the playbook. But, you know, like I said, I've gone through this process. So, you know, hopefully, you know, doing it before will help me, you know, pick things up a little quicker.
Hey, Sam, it's Ben Gessling from ESPN again. When you have a coach like Pat Shurmur that you've had some history with, does that help the familiarization process at all?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think obviously Pat is very familiar with me as a player. You know, I think he understands, you know, the things that I do well, you know, the concepts that I like. So I'm sure that he can relay that, you know, to Coach Turner. And then, you know, I think anytime you change teams, change settings, it's always nice to have a familiar face in the building. So, you know, I think it's great that Sherm's here. And, you know, I'm just excited to be with him again.
Sam, when the trade happened today, can you kind of walk through what happened? Did they send a private jet for you? Did you fly a commercial? How fast did you get here?
Well, yes, they were very kind, and they did send a jet. You know, I think we left Oklahoma City probably around 1:45 or 2, and you know, I think I got to the building probably you know, 4:15 or 4:30 today, and here we are.
Hey, Sam, Tom Pelissero at USA Today. So having played in all those different schemes and played for all those coaches, you got 8 days till the regular season opener. How realistic is it, if at all, that you could be ready to play that soon?
You know, you'd have to ask Coach. You know, that's not up to me. You know, like I said earlier, I'm going to come in and give it everything I have. I'm going to work hard. I'm going to try to familiarize myself, you know, with the playbook, with this game plan for the upcoming week. You know, but when I'm ready to play, it's not up to me. You know, it's up to Coach, and he'll make that call.
Sam, Marcus Beasley from Fox 29 Philadelphia. I'm sorry if somebody already asked you, what was your initial reaction to this trade?
Yeah, you know, I think my initial reaction was surprise. You know, it's something that, you know, I really didn't think was a possibility. You know, it kind of caught me off guard, but you know, I think after the surprise, you know, I was quickly filled with, you know, excitement for a new chapter and the opportunity ahead of me.
Sam, a follow-up on that. We had spoken to Howie earlier, and he had said how Peterson spoke to you a little bit since finding out the news. Have you spoken or have any other players reached out to you about the news?
Yes, I've spoken to several of the players.
Chris Thomason again, Sam. How's your conversation with Adrian Peterson go? How's it to be reunited with you?
You know, I'm really excited to be with Adrian. You know, he's someone that, you know, when I was at Oklahoma as a redshirt freshman, you know, he's someone that I really looked up to. You know, he kind of set the bar, you know, the standard when we were at Oklahoma. You know, and I'm just excited to be in the huddle with him again, you know, and excited to be teammates again.
Time for a couple more questions with Sam.
Sam, you've had some good times and, as we know, a couple of bad times with the team, with the Eagles. What would you say, like, what would your message to the fans? Because the fans had no idea this was coming. So what would your message be to the fans that supported you throughout this?
You know, I would like to thank all the fans who supported me. You know, everyone in the Eagles organization, you know, they gave me an opportunity coming off two ACL surgeries. when not a lot of other people would have done the same. I met some great people when I was in Philadelphia. And so, you know, for all the people that have supported me, you know, through good times and bad times, you know, I would just really like to thank them for their support.
All right, thank you, folks. Everybody wants to stay on the line. We'll go get Rick Spielman. He'll be available shortly.
Very significant players on this roster, and the one thing that I know that I will not do is draft these players. We have an unbelievable coaching staff and how they develop talent, and that's shown over the last 3 years with the draft classes we have had. And to put that time in to develop this young talent, to get this team, that our core nucleus is still very young and continuing to get into the prime of their careers, that's where I said I would not mortgage a future or give any of those significant players that are young currently on our roster up.
Hey, Rick, Chris Thomason again here. Sam Bradford, I mean, obviously he was the number one pick in the draft, Tyson Trophy winner, all that. Do you think the main reason he hasn't fully reached potential has been the injuries, or has there been other factors, all the different coordinators he's had? What would you say the factors are?
I say there's a lot of factors. I know the one thing, and even when we were a little bit more aggressive in free agency this period, most, I think, or not all of the guys that we brought in during the free agency period, our coaches had familiarity with, either and had coached them or been with them at the place at other teams. This is, even though it's such a unique and rare situation that, you know, we were put in, unfortunately, and the ability to make such a unique trade was 8 days before the season kicks off. But the other thing that I think was very important as well is having Pat Shurmur here. Pat Shurmur had him as a rookie and was with him in St. Louis. He was also with him in Philadelphia. Pat Shurmur gave us great insight on Sam, on all the intangibles that we're looking for, on the intelligence that we're looking for. And he knows, we've sat there and I've watched, and our scouts watched, and our coach, we watched every game last season. We watched every snap he played in this preseason. But Pat Shurmur, because he has worked with Sam and at a very unique position, the quarterback position, he knows what his strengths and weaknesses are. And I think that's a valuable asset for us as our coaches teach him the offense and understand what things he does best and what things that he may struggle in. And our coaches always preach to put these guys and to utilize what they do best.
Rick, Matt Bensel from the Star Tribune. How much of the fact that Sam is under contract through 2017 play into your willingness to do the deal, in that it doesn't necessarily mean you have to rush Teddy back to get him ready for the start of training camp next year if he won't be ready?
To be honest with you, that played a huge part of this deal, because we have Sam Bradford under contract for 2 years. You know, Teddy has to get his surgery right and go through his rehab. I think everybody knows how we feel about Teddy. But to me, it was just too unique of an opportunity to bring in a caliber of player at that position like Sam Bradford, with all the earlier things that I've talked about with the relationship with Pat and so on and so forth. But it also, we have two right now going into next year very talented quarterbacks.
Hey, Rick, it's Ben Gessling from ESPN. Can you just talk about kind of the timetable of when this all came together and when the terms kind of got to be where they were?
Like I said, things are happen very quickly. After the unfortunate incident with Teddy on Tuesday, and you get over the initial shock, Tuesday night, I gathered up all of our staff, and we started to go through the process. We were watching film Tuesday night, Wednesday into Thursday. We were making phone calls. I made a lot of phone calls through Thursday. And as we sat there and weighed out all of our options and looked at everything, then I understood where Philadelphia, where they may be a slim possibility of getting this done. I also understand that this is not a normal transaction period. We had a short 24-hour window to get this done. It's different than when you're in the off-season and say you're making a trade through the free agency period or you're getting ready for the draft. You have time to get through all this stuff. You have time to negotiate. This was a scenario where I think both teams were in difficult situations. Howie and the organization had to make a very difficult decision about giving up a player of Sam Bradford's caliber, and Sam Bradford was their starter. We had to make a very difficult decision on what is not only give us what's going to give us the best chance to win. And every year that we go into this season, we put too much time, we put too much energy and too much effort into trying to improve our roster every year. And I think this year we accomplished a lot of that, both through free agency and the draft. This was, like I said, a very unique and unfortunate incident that you have to get through. I understand at times there's a premium you have to pay because there's not a lot of teams that have the depth that Philly does at quarterback and are willing to get starting caliber quarterback. And I know by adding Sam Bradford to this roster, we are a better team today than we were yesterday.
Hey, Rick, Andrew Kramer with the Minneapolis Star Tribune. Is the expectation, and is it feasible, I guess, to get Sam ready to start week one, or are you more targeting week two and beyond?
That could be something you can ask Coach Zim on Monday. I think the biggest thing is to get him in the building and get him down with our coaching staff. He can't start any weeks until he gets the playbook down and our coaches get an opportunity to see how much he can learn and how quickly he can learn. So that is the number one focus right now. Once the coaches feel comfortable, I think, in that area, you know, he'll be out throwing at practice tomorrow. You guys will get an opportunity on Monday to see him. The coaches will make that determination.
Rick, Chris Thomason again. Were there any concerns about his durability, and can you talk about the due diligence you did from a medical standpoint considering the injuries he's had?
Yeah, we're very familiar with the injuries he has had. Once I spoke with Howie, he gave us permission to speak to their medical people. Eric Sugarman has a great relationship because of his affiliation with Philly before he came here. He knows the team doctors. I think we have great team doctors. They were able to see all the medical information, look at all the MRIs, and felt very comfortable with that decision.
Hey, Rick, Tim Yotta with Viking Update. You talked about finishing.
I'm sorry, Tim, you cut off.
You had talked about Pat Shurmur and kind of the recommendation he gave you on Sam. Can you kind of give an idea of what you feel his strengths are and what he brings to this offense?
Yeah, I can just tell you personally what I have seen, and, you know, Pat and the coaches can maybe emphasize more on how he's going to fit the North scheme and what he does best. I think Sam is a big quarterback. He is a very accurate thrower. He does a great job getting through his reads and progressions. He makes quick decisions in the pocket. He can throw the deep ball down the field. As we've seen some of the routes that we throw in our offense, we've seen those same routes and seeing him complete those same balls that he's going to have to do in this system. You know, I scouted him when he came out, even though he was the number one overall pick, and I was always been a big fan of Sam Bradford and when he came out of college. And I know from what we've seen on tape, what our coach has seen on tape, his skill set and the traits that he has as a quarterback fit well in the North Turner scheme.
Rick, it's Chris Miller from the Minneapolis Star Tribune. Can you address, just away from Bradford for a second, some of the bets you had to make and how you addressed some of those difficult decisions?
Yeah, this is the worst time of the year, I guess, for us as we go ahead and make these difficult decisions. We know we had to cut a few guys that are going to have opportunities elsewhere. I know our roster, the depth on this roster has really improved over the last couple of years with all the picks that we have had. I am always going to be very aggressive on having 10 picks to come in and compete with what we have. There are guys that I know that we're very interested to bring back on our practice squad that we feel very strongly about. We'll have a role on this team as soon as this year, or for sure, definitely down the road in the future. A lot of times, without getting into details with you, as you finalize your 53-man roster, you always want to keep the best 53 players possible, but you also have to look at where you're going to be at on opening day. And you have to look at the depth of certain positions. You got to look at potential guys who are injured, may or may not play. You know, we got 8 days to go yet. So some of the roster moves, I think even some of the guys we cut, I feel very strongly about are talented enough to be on a 53. But you have to, you know, what I say is kind of move the shell game around a little bit. And things can change. I mean, our scouts have come in. We'll get the wire here shortly. We'll be here till about 2 in the morning. Compare what we currently have to what's out there on the waiver wire. And we've been aggressive in the past about, you know, making a trade here or there, or, you know, claiming a player here or there. And that's not going to change. We're always going to try to improve this roster and get the best 53 we possibly can.
Time for a couple more for Rick. Going once.
We good? I'm good. I appreciate
you.
Yeah, working on Saturday. I know it's a holiday weekend, but thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.